Governor Jim Doyle spent about 45 minutes with leaders of both houses in both parties. Priority one, working with soon-to-be-released revenue projection numbers to agree on what they call a budget number. In other words, exactly what kind of deficit state government faces. Next, the governor and leaders agreed to keep non-fiscal policy items out of the budget. Governor Doyle says Democrats and Republicans recognize they're all in the same boat. The budget must be strictly a money matter.
We'd like to do this once. We'd like to go through this really, really tough budget once. And that's what we have ahead of us over the next 5 months. And we know if we do the job right this time, as painful and tough and hard as that's going to be, it's going to mean much easier to put together the budget 2 years from now and 4 years from now and 6 years from now if we do it right.
Assembly Speaker John Gard says the wheels of lawmaking can start rolling again.
I mean, ultimately, the legislature is going to work better. And so a lot of the reasons some of those things have been put in the budget in the past is we couldn't get individual bills passed.
And Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says it's about time.
The four of us can have a much more productive time getting the standing committees working again. It's been at least 4 good years since we've had an easy flow between the houses and passing legislation.
As to what constitutes a non-fiscal item, Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach knows what it's not. He says it's not items like the no-call list or late school start date. But the discussion highlights that what's included is not cut and dried. Erpenbach thought campaign finance reform, with its fiscal implications, might well be in the budget. Governor Doyle thinks not.
Campaign finance reform is a good example. To me, to have that in the budget, where people are voting on this overall budget on something of such critical policy, is not the way this should work. That campaign finance is something that there should be a clean bill that is introduced. There should be committee hearings, public input, all that goes on with a bill going through the legislature.
All sides don't agree on everything, but all say hammering out the process leads them at least in the same direction. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.